every time.
Blog Talk Radio.
Table Midnight. Thank you for joining the show. Thank you for being here. We're going to do some readings and talk and chat and that kind of thing. And I just want to warn everybody that the mics will be open, so you are free to express if you have any kind of comments about anybody who's getting a reading, that kind of stuff. You might be picking things up and that kind of thing. So do that. And we're going to start off and get things going. We have four callers on the line right now, and we're going to bring them all on the show, and then we're going to sit there and ask the questions and go from there. If there's any readers out there who would like to come on and read with me, you're more than welcome to do so. Just let me know in the chat room who you are and that kind of thing, and I'll bring you on. No problem at all. And right now we have area code 410 is on with us, and we have also 510, and we have 336 and 919. And we have Maria with us. We have area code 510. Pronounce your name. I think it's Tasha, and then we have 336, and I had it the first time. Now I'm trying to have a time pronouncing that. Can you pronounce that for us, please? Area code 336.
Rahina.
Rahina. Rahina, and then we have April. So welcome everybody to the show. As we're going through the readings and stuff and doing questions, the rest of you guys are more welcome to, if you have any intuitional things that come across and you want to express it with us or ask some questions of yourself, relationship things and that kind of stuff. It's exactly what we were doing last night, so feel free to do so, okay? It's a round table. If you have a subject or a topic that you want to bring to the table too as well, you're more than welcome to do that too. So we'll start off with April. April was talking about money problems and situations of, well, I wouldn't say money problems per se, but she was looking for advice on how this week's going to, not week, this month. Correct, April? I'm sorry, Marie? Maria?
Oh, yes, that's me. I'm wondering if you can give me an idea what my finances will be like for the next 30 days and then maybe the next 60 days. If they're going to improve, get worse, stay the same.
Okay, well, I will say right off the bat, my angels just said they're talking about a lot of things are changing the idea of what you're thinking. The first two categories that you don't want, get rid of those and stop thinking about them at all, period. I know sometimes we can get pulled into those things because of bills and that kind of stuff, but the key here is to stop thinking about all that stuff. Because thinking about it doesn't really bring around the results that we want. It actually works against us. Seriously. Because, I mean, I've had so many people talk about boyfriends. And, like, with the situations of pointing out things, so, okay, it's not going to work out. And then they go, well, how does he feel? It don't matter. The same thing with money and your bills. Do you really care how your bills feel? Or do you want to sit there and feel what it would be to attract the solution?
I'd like to say in the solution, it's hard because I've always been able to pull myself out, and I think this is the one time where, you know, I'm a little bit out of, I feel like I'm out of options. And even today I need $70. I sold something on Craigslist, and within an hour, somehow I lost it. I don't know if I lost it or I misplaced it. And that never happens to me. And it was like, wow, this is just not meant to be, you know?
Yeah, the first card I have for you is called Clear Your Space. Let go of the, because it's like I said before, it's okay to focus on, this is the agenda, this is the bill, we have to pay this. And then go from that point to the focus. What I'm saying to you was changing things. Because your angels are talking about, okay, let's stop trying to get ourselves out of situations and then start listening to the point we can actually avoid those and go around them to where you want to be at. Or go over, go under. You know, it's like looking for a solution to get through the brick wall. Some people go through it. Some people go over it. Some people go under it. And then there's other people who just like have this knack of going around it without not getting scaled at all. But those are not impossible because it's the first thing that came to me when you sit there going, it's hard. And they're going, yes, but it's not impossible. And the more you start focusing on the solution, the more easier it gets. Because, I mean, that's the first thing I got here, clear the space. You have a lot of energy around you that you're, like, you know, sending your energy out in different directions. You're focusing on the bill. See, the bill is a past thing. The solution is the future thing. But you need to focus on you, too, as well. And you have a tendency, I've heard people say this before, too. I'm so busy, I don't have time for myself. Well, you better make time for yourself, because that's the only way you make the solutions to really come about what you want. Because it talks about, pay attention to thoughts and ideals that come to you right now, because these are the answers to your prayers. The money thing you're looking for is like a business. There's certain things of ideals about just that. And those really need to be putting a lot of energy in those, too. We had a lady on the show yesterday afternoon on my show, and she just said, she has a book called To Be or Not to Be. Which do you choose? And that's pretty much simply putting it out there and saying, what do you choose? What do you want to do? Notice your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings. They signify, define, let me take another one at that one. It defines, signifies, define, we'll try it one more time. It signifies divine guidance. Your gut says, your guts are saying, this is what you need to do. But your fears are saying, you know, I don't want to go in there. That might just be too easy. It's one of those things. I know.
I do get intuitive flashes, but I don't know what the answers are to getting myself out of.
Okay, I didn't mean to cut you off, but one thing you need to do, see, we're doing angel readings right now, and the reason I like doing angel readings for people is to help them understand that at this moment that we're talking and we're communicating, you're actually communicating with your own angels. And so it's just kind of showing you how easy it really is. Your angels are saying, if you have a problem with the message that we're giving you, then ask for clarification.
Oh, please. I'm looking for very clear steps into what I could do to get myself out of this mess.
That's what I'm saying. Ask your angels. That's what I do. I get in a situation, I go, okay, angels, I want you to make the signs so freaking clear. It's like a flare in the night. And
can
things
I
will start getting...
On the phone, can I do that now on the phone with you?
Yes. They're saying, you know, one thing I keep seeing with the cards here, because when I do these card reading, in some ways I could, and maybe I can, we'll just sit and go through as quick as I can, but the cue kind of fell quicker than I thought it would, which is good. But the things they're talking about is surrender and release. So you're thinking that you have to hang on to everything, or because you're scared that if you don't, that it's going to reoccur. So you're hanging on to it tightly. And they're saying it's actually the opposite of what you're doing right now. It's let go of everything.
Let go of my place to live and let go of...
What it's saying is, no, we're not saying let go of them physically. We're let go of them emotionally, because the emotional, this energy that you're putting in there, the fear of losing these things, pulls you backwards. It doesn't really resonate today. Do you understand what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? People want to justify with a little arrogance and say, okay, you know, my house, my car, and this kind of stuff. If you let that go, the solutions will come clearer, because you're letting it go in favor of why you're here. You're here to live. And what you're doing right now, of hanging on to certain things, being, just all this stuff's going on, it's not living. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to say, it's simply by, because what you said before, it's hard. And they want you to also watch what you say, because what you're saying is also resonating in your head, and it keeps repeating itself. Pay attention, because you're saying you're getting little bits and pieces here and there. That means they're communicating with you. It's just the idea to fine-tune that so you can actually hear the complete message as clear as we're talking right now. And they're also telling you that as well. They're saying that it can be that clear to you right now, right this minute. I keep getting a very strong connection with music with you, too.
With me and who?
Music.
Oh.
Hmm. Is there also a male in the situation that you're connected to right now, too? Well, I keep getting a male presence.
I'm not dating anyone, if that's what you're asking.
Well, it's not usually always dating someone. It's someone that you are connected with. It could also be a past situation. I keep getting a male presence. Use an example. Go ahead.
Is he older or my age or younger?
He's older.
Is he someone that I might have dated, or is he more of a friend?
I get the impression you might have dated. There's somebody who there's a guy who left an impression on you that seems to hang with you. I'm not even sure it's recent. I just get the impression that that's what I'm kind of getting. It's this impression that he left something on you. It was really intense, really fast, and then it was kind of gone. And it's like a curiosity going, what the heck is that all? Why did it even happen in the first place? To the point where this person stays in your heart very clearly.
There's an ex-boyfriend that I don't want to see anymore that wants to somehow be with me again. I don't know if it's him.
Well, is there any kind of thinking about him in any kind of sense of the word? Are you giving him any... Anytime you think about anybody, even if it's a... I don't want to go there ever. Just the idea of entertaining the thought could actually be a connection that you could pick up that could really be working against you in the situation you're going. Because one thing I will sit and tell you, focus on yourself. Do what you got to do. Let go of everything. That just means focus on who you are and what you really want to do with your life. Because I feel like things could change around for you in the next 2 months. And this next month coming up, there's definitely changes here. Sporadically is what I keep getting, but they're definitely going to be positive changes for you. They might not happen as fast as you'd like them to, but when they do, you're going to understand why they're happening the way they do.
Do you think I'll be able to stay in my apartment, or will I have to leave?
I get the impression of focusing on staying. Okay, it's like this. You stay there, and then you focus on that thought, not what's going on right now. That's what I'm saying. You focus on, yeah, the thing that would be great for me to do right now is to focus on, I want to stay here, and then I told my friend this morning, she was talking about money problems too, and I said, do this. Sit down, imagine it's raining dollar bills, fives, tens, twenties, and thirties, hundreds. Well, I'm not thirties, but you know, twenties, fifties, and hundreds. And now put your hand out. Now imagine the money you need piling up on your hand.
Yeah.
Might sound crazy, but I guarantee if you start doing that every day, at least 10 or 15 minutes, don't be surprised what happens. Or just simply go, a financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. And if you have trouble losing, if you lose focus on that, just sit there and reaffirm by saying, another financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. Or thank you, God and angel, for the financial blessing that happened this week. So therefore, it can happen when you want it to. Can you specify what kind of sum of money you want? Of course you can. It's just the idea of making sure that you have the focus and crystal clear intentions of actually making sure they manifest. Because right now, being in a year of 2011, 11s are very positive manifestation numbers. But one thing about them that can work against you is you think negative, the energy is so powerful, it could also bring in those negative things to you as quick as the positive ones. And a lot of people are going into this year like that because they're going to hang on to residues of last year. Little things here and there, that kind of stuff. So it's like putting yourself in a frame of mind of going, what happened? You're still hanging on to yesterday. So just let yesterday go and see what happens. Really, seriously.
Do you think that it would be a blessing if my friend Michael would loan me money? Do you think he would be willing to do that if I set a timetable for paying him back? Or is that not a good person to ask?
Okay, well, let me ask the first one first, and then we'll go to the second one afterwards.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying about thinking too much? You've asked a question, then you ask another question, and you ask another question. So I just, it's not judging you or nothing, but just slow down. And the first question was yes, he will give you the money. But what came to me was you have to be totally sincere and truthful exactly why. And I feel like he'll be patient with getting it back. It's just the ideal that what he wants is honesty. And I'm not saying that you haven't. I'm just saying that's the kind of person he is. Okay?
Okay.
But I got a definite yes on the whole thing. But the middle card on your foundation spread is basically surrender and release. Now, surrender and release means basically just letting it go. What I mean by letting it go, detach yourself from these things. And you'll see that by giving that freedom to them, gives freedom to you too as well. But you need to also focus on yourself and let a lot of negative stuff that you've accumulated go, because that's what surrender and release means too. Stop carrying the bags and let them go. You're also very clear. You're clairsentient. I get the impression you're claircognizance. I hate that word. I don't actually like that word, but I just wish I could pronounce it better, which means just pay attention to thoughts and ideals. They're answer prayers. Their answer to your prayers. Clairsentient means you feel. It's a physical and emotional thing. It's paying attention, like your gut. Ooh, I feel something with my gut that says I should do this. Sometimes you don't get very clear messages because the feeling and the essence of what you're getting with that, when there's something resonating in your gut that kind of pulls you or it says you need to go in here. Sometimes go ahead, I'm sorry. There's a very, very connection with music, too. Music seems to be a very strong thing with you. So almost like a relaxing, resonating, clear in your mind, focus. Music seems to center that.
I'm not talented as a musician, but I enjoy music quite a bit. Like today, I do get intuitive hunches, and I'm very good at feeling what other people feel. They're talking to me, and even if they're not telling me how they feel or they're not being truthful, I usually understand, I feel their feelings as if I'm experiencing them. And today, kind of like in this vein, I was meeting someone to sell him what it was I was selling on Craigslist.
Uh-huh.
And I just had this feeling about not going there, and my GPS was like randomly not working. And I started to think to myself, when things aren't easy and when they're not working, is that a sign that you need to pay attention to? That you should not do this.
When things are difficult, this is a sign that this is not the right path, because it should be, when you choose the right path, I swear to you, things start falling into place. I mean, when I was in Colorado and I was homeless, I said my thing was, I don't want to sleep on the street. I want to have a place to lay my head. Well, all of a sudden, I got this urge to go to a hotel. And I kind of questioned it for a minute. I said, okay, you know something? It's $35 a night for a hotel room in this hotel. My guides came in very strongly and said, I thought you said you weren't going to argue. Ooh, I guess I'm arguing. Okay. So I said, okay, fine. As I'm walking through the door, they said, tell this woman everything, why you're here. Tell them about the woman that threw you out and why she did it. She will understand. I said, you sure? So I did. And the lady gave me a hotel room. I didn't have the money for it. But I was going to have it in 2 days. But this kind of defies the purpose when people out there going, you got to have money to get things. Bullshit. I get the money afterwards. All right? Now, this was a chain reaction because there was a place up in this little town I wanted to live in and also wanted to have a shop in. And this one decision opened up the door to get just those things, because when I went to stay in the hotel, I found out later on that this apartment complex I wanted to live in up in Manitou Springs was her husband managed the place. Okay, and then by getting this apartment up there, that's where I got my shop. So it was like boom, 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 boom. So you see, that was very easy. It was just the idea of listening. See, the important thing about the story is, it's not the idea of me bragging about these whole things, but if I'm going to sit here and tell you how easy it is to manifest things, I'm going to tell you how it is, because I've done it. And that's exactly what happened with this situation. This thing happened, to get the hotel room happened in probably a half hour. So that, you know, the idea of manifestations can happen very quickly, but you have to learn to let down the resistance and keep your mouth shut. Instead of saying to yourself, I can't afford this. No, you sit here and go, my guys and say, I need to go in here. Then you just go in there. Because when I got the apartment, I didn't have the money for the apartment either. But I kept my mouth shut. And then the guy came to me and said, you don't have any money, do you? And I was like, no, I don't. But I'd love to have this place. And the guy goes, okay, I'll give you a deal. You finish paying this apartment, I'll let you have it now. And he did. Yeah. And I actually got 2 months before I had to actually really pay money. So, you know, in this day, it happens in this day and age. This just happened just a couple years ago. So, you know, these things happen all the time. It can happen to you. The same energy that was in the Bible that caused all those miracles to happen still exists to this day. And it's at your disposal if you know how to use it. And it's just the idea of focusing and finding you. Because the God essence has always been in you. It's just you need to reacquaint yourself with it. If you want a simple meditation to do that?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Okay. What you need to do is you need to sit down, focus. Okay. Clear your mind. Now point your head down like you're praying. Close your eyes. Now focus with your imagination and see a pilot light behind your heart. A blue pilot light. Now, as you're focusing on this pilot light, say to yourself, I love, I love, I love. Now, say that until you can feel an energy rising up in you. That's the reconnection between your physical and the spiritual. And that's you coming together as one. Two, become one. When you do that, your relationships will also change, and you'll be whole within yourself. So, therefore, you won't be looking for someone to, you know, as they always say, we're complete together. You're already complete. So now you can find someone just to be with. Isn't that great? That's a fantastic thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you have problems with that, just go back in the archives and get this one. Download it and listen to the meditation, as it said, and try it yourself. Because it's one of those things I tell everybody. I can give you meditations and all kinds of good stuff. But you have to find what works for you, too. So if you've got to refine-tune an already existing meditation or whatever that works for you, then you do that. I'm not trying to cut you off or nothing. I'm just saying it's just very important. It's very important. The only way you can change your life is change you. So if you've got things missing in your life, those are things that you're missing within yourself. Can you find them? Of course you can. That's why you're looking for them. Because they do it. They do exist. You just have to reacquaint yourself with those things. You're a very powerful woman. You're also a very beautiful woman. And my angels keep telling us, it's like someone needs to say to you, I love you. Like you haven't heard that sincerely. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
So, we love you. So, love yourself. I'm serious. When you start really focusing on that meditation, you're going to see some clearing up in your finances too as well. You're going to start attracting opportunities. I keep getting opportunities to actually go where you need to go. I get the impression you don't like what you do.
Not now, no.
That's what I'm saying. You're going on to something better, so let it happen. It can drive you crazy. I know. I've been there myself. Okay, is this the right direction or not? But I just, at the same time I'm doing that, I just kept on going forward. It didn't make no sense to me, but I did notice one thing. The more I kept on going forward, the more it made sense.
So today, did I have an intuitive hunch that I shouldn't go and meet this person because I was going to lose my money? Or did I not lose my money and is it just sitting somewhere? I'm trying to figure out if that's what that was or I misread that.
Okay, you want to know if this thing's guiding you to find your money?
No. Okay, I guess my question is, did I lose my money because I was getting a hunch not to go and meet this guy, that it wasn't going to work out in my favor. Or did I just, I'm very absent-minded, and I'll set something down, like, in my car, and I'm a mess, and I won't know what I did with it. And I'm kind of, like, disorganized. So I'm trying to figure out, did I lose it, or is it it's gone, I dropped it somewhere, or is it just sitting in my car somewhere?
I keep getting the impression it's just sitting in your car somewhere. Almost like I keep getting between the seats.
I thought, yeah, I looked there.
I'm just saying, I keep getting between the seats. Maybe it's not between the seats per se, but it seems like it's in that vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the situation of moving around that car. It could be in that car in the process of doing whatever you've been doing today. It could have moved. I just feel like the car keeps coming up a lot.
Because whenever I ignore my hunches,
mm-hmm.
I'm always sorry, but they're so subtle. And I wish my hunches would be... I mean, I've had some situations where, like, I almost was in a car accident that where I almost died. And I, for example, this truck was in front of me,
mm-hmm.
and I just got the hunch that he was going to cross and not... I just got this hunch that he wasn't going to take the exit. It was the exit
mm-hmm.
lane, that he would swerve back into my lane. I was ignoring it, Then I saw this, like, streak of white light that was not normal. But I saw it in my
mm-hmm.
head. I don't know how to describe it to you. And so I moved, and he moved where I was instantaneously, and he would have hit me. So
mm-hmm.
in certain situations where I've been in extreme danger, it's very obvious. It's like I'm getting smacked, like, don't do this, don't do this. But otherwise, it's very subtle, and I don't know how to bring my intuition forth so that it is able to guide me more, because it's definitely there.
Also, this guy you're talking about, you said you're going to go meet some guy. Did you go meet this guy? I guess the impression it's also a waste of time, a waste of money and time in the situation of this guy.
You mean the guy that I met today to sell the item to, or my ex-boyfriend, or which guy?
There's a lot. No, I just keep getting to meet it. Realistically, I get wiped the slate clean on a lot of people, connections and stuff.
I've kind of been a hermit, so I haven't been communicating with a lot of people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they're saying don't go backwards, go forward, go new friends. New friends, new connections, new avenues. Two new job opportunities are coming up in the midst, really soon, mid-March to the end of this month, too. Two of them. Go ahead, sorry.
No, that's okay. Are they creative opportunities, or are they just pay the bill bills opportunities?
No, they're opportunities to do what you want to do.
They are. And they're freelance, I take it. Or are they these are, I'm looking for freelance work, but I'll take anything at this point.
Okay, well, they want you to fine-tune that. Don't put yourself out there like that.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, specify. They want you to focus your energy on using visualizations like seeing the stream of light coming from your throat chakra, but not in three or four different directions, straight light, straight connections. Freelance, I get freelance, but I also get a freelance that could actually be something that's more secure. It's like a freelance, but you get paid.
Hopefully, I get paid for all of it, yeah.
Well, what I mean is people are used to getting... There was one particular situation I saw where a guy was like, wanting to get his business started again. So he was something he's saying, you need to go work for a company. He's like, well, I don't feel like I should go work for a company if I know I'm not going to be there until I get my business started. So it was one of those things that just said, okay, well, wipe that from your... Go out there and then, okay, when you go to the job interview, then be honest with the person. It's almost like these guys knew that when he walked that door what kind of opportunity he was looking at, but he had to open up to the possibilities too. So he walked in and told this guy, he said, what is what's going on? I don't want to be here very long because I'm going to start my own business. The guy goes, okay, what kind of business is that? He told him and everything like that. And then they kind of talked about the whole thing. The guy walked up to the window and looked at the window and he goes, you're the first guy who's ever come in here and talked himself out of a job. And he said, what do you want? He goes, well, it'd be great to have a, where I could actually work like I did my business, but a paycheck, where my girlfriend, I think it was his wife, would feel secure that I had a paycheck coming every week. And he goes, well, I want you to come over and look at the window. So this guy looked at the window. He goes, what do you see? He goes, I see opportunities everywhere. He said, everybody at that window needs something, and if I can supply that service, then I have a business. That's what I feel like that you're looking for. And I think everybody, realistically, your life purpose is service. And it's your decision that what kind of service that's going to be. But the more you love what you do, the more of a justice that you're doing for somebody else, because what you do resonates. And the that way it resonates to everybody else, it's more effective. So there's the situation you're talking about, it's just to open that whole door up. Because this guy walked into the situation, and the guy goes, I have a job for you. And he said, what's so great about it is, I want you to start a new division in our company. But he said, you'll be on your own, and you can use your experience from your business to put it together. And what's so great about it is, you'll get a weekly paycheck. But he had full control over it. See, what's the same with the situation I see with you. That's just an example I saw when it came up very clearly.
Wow. That's definitely something to look forward to.
Yes, it is. But you got to open. But one thing I tell people when we start talking about these things, the manifestations, you really don't notice manifestations until you're living them, which means live your life, because it's a part of your life. And once you realize that, then you'll be living it.
Well, you're saying mid-March, so that sounds like these opportunities are going to happen, come my way in the next few days.
Yes, that's what you asked for, because you just might get it. So therefore, that's what you're getting. It's a bad thing. That just means you know it's coming, so prepare yourself for it and live it. I mean, what would you do if someone called you tomorrow and said, okay, we have this thing we want to do for you, and it's right up your alley what you do. Are you ready for that?
You mean is my portfolio together, or my... I'm ready personally.
It doesn't mean what it is personally. That's you personally to you. It's just asking you, are you ready? And if you answer yourself, no, I'm not, I should do a couple of things, then you better do those couple of things because it's coming. Okay?
Okay.
So if you want to stick around on the line while we answer everybody's question, and you want to voice your opinion about their situation and stuff, that you might have intuitional stuff going on, you're more welcome to stick around, okay?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
All right. Let's go on to area code 510, and that was
Tasha.
Tasha. No, I got the information here. I was just making sure I had the right one. Tasha, you have a situation where we're thinking about, what was it, your love life.
Yes.
It seems like you're having some situations with a current situation, correct? Am I right?
Yes.
So with the situation, yeah. If it's somebody you want to get insight onto, I need his first name.
Oh, Andy.
What is it?
Andy.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear it again. There's a lot of noise going on your side. What was it? I'm sorry.
His name is Andy.
Andy?
Yeah, Andy.
And, geez, Andy seems like he's got a lot of problems going on in his own life. He has a lot of issues, and he seems like he's kind of distant from you, and you're kind of curious about where this is going to go. And I think he also said that you were interested in it, you should go move on. Correct?
Uh-huh.
I'm actually shuffling some cards here, but I really get a strong feeling that it's something that's been... you've been mulling over for a long time about moving on. It looks like you, the way it comes to me, like you're getting tired of picking him up. Is that true?
Kinda, yeah.
Seems like Andy needs to fall flat without anybody assisting him anymore, picking him up. How many times have you picked him up?
A few times.
I get four.
Okay.
Because I keep getting, it's almost like I get this impression, I take a deep breath and let go. Because I feel, realistically, and this is not like some people always say, I feel like you're destined for somebody else. No, I just don't feel like he's the one that you think he is. But you want him to be. So you're hoping that I wake up tomorrow and Andy's going to be just what I thought he could be. And I think you're also able to see through people and you see what Andy could be. But the thing is, in order to be together, Andy has to be that.
Yeah, that's true.
So I just get this real strong piece that says, okay, true love is true love. But being a counselor is a totally different thing.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's been a lot of counseling going on, and you seem like you're the forefront who's been listening to Andy talk while he's sitting on the couch. And I just get this really strong impression of manifest. You have been focusing on the guy you should be with. You still are. And I just keep getting Chamel says peace comes from remembering that only love is real. And how real is this? You love this guy. And people talk about hearts and loving and caring and that kind of stuff, but that's just who you are. But it's just the idea of asking yourself in the process, I love this man. He is so wonderful, kinda. Will he be different tomorrow? So they're not questioning your love for him. They're questioning him because if he said any kind of thing about how much he loves you, they question it because of how he feels toward himself. I just see that it's like this. It says walk away.
Okay.
But not I'm just saying, just let it go where it's going to go. Listen to what's going on because you've been hearing this for a long time. Do you have 3 children?
Yes.
Because there's a big emphasis on you feel like you should be focusing on more on them.
Okay.
Because your final card is the ideal. You have a very strong bond with these children. And so it's just one of those things that I think that's what's carried you through a lot. But they're saying that you need to focus on them and listen to what they're saying to you too as well. Almost like I feel like one of them is actually really against this whole thing.
The oldest one.
Is that a boy?
Yeah, I have all boys. He's the oldest.
Okay. Well, I just said the oldest one. Yeah, the youngest one seems very sensitive, so there's a twist in the energy there, so I wasn't really sure. But I definitely did pick up the oldest one. It was a very strong masculine energy and very opinionated. True? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Is he very? Is your oldest son very opinionated?
Yes, he is.
I get the impression he wants to kick this guy's butt.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying with the situation, and this one, I always say that you need to make decisions for the family according to the way it goes, but I feel like in this situation, your son's very insightful too, very intuitive. He feels something more for you. He feels like that you should be with somebody else.
Okay.
Because it's saying you've gotten over the difficulties, and just you're focusing on a miracle here. But you need to listen to your kids. You really do. Alrighty.
Okay. Oh, I want to know without ever finding my second son's father, or just leave it alone.
Will you find it? See, it's one of those things about finding. I get the impression that you're going to reconnect with him, but the idea of going and finding him, they say let it go because it's going to happen anyway.
Is he really going to know who his true father is?
Yes, he will. I get more around January. January, I keep getting January. Things are going to fall into place. You're going to cross his path and he's going to know his father. It's very important, but I think that your son's also trying to manifest that himself, so I just feel like that's going to bring it back around quicker because he really wants that. So don't worry about it. You worry too much about that.
So I do know the father through childhood or through just acquaintance?
I get childhood.
Oh, okay. All right. So how everything go with the CPR class? I mean the CNA class. Will I do good? Because I'm kind of like failing the little tests that we're doing right now.
You need to stop worrying. You also need to find ways to relax because when you get nervous, you forget things.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so you need to, I always tell people when you do these tests, I don't care if people get mad at you because you're humming. If it helps you to relax so you can pass the test, that's what you need to do. And that's what I keep getting. Oh. I would definitely go find a nice song that you really love. Listen to it before you go in there so you're in a good mood. But, you know, when you catch yourself clenching up, just take, I always tell people the quickest way to stop worrying is take deep breaths. I mean, deep breaths. And then breathe in slowly, breathe out slowly. Breathe into your nose, and then breathe out through your mouth. Like a really intentional breathing. And do that until you get calm and relaxed. No matter where you're at. Because the important thing here is to come out on the other side of this thing in victory. And the only way you can do that is the ideal of honoring yourself and your feelings at those times because you're getting nervous for a reason. You're scared you're going to fail. So when you get caught up in that energy of scared of failing, that's what you're going to manifest. And I think you do know this stuff.
Okay.
Alrighty?
So you said I would see my second son's father when in June?
January. It's January. It's a winter thing. I don't know what it is. I just see that happening. Because that's the first thing that came to was January. Wishful June? No, I keep getting January. So.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Like I told everybody else, you guys can all stick around, and if you have any kind of, you're more welcome to say anything you want to. So while you're sitting here, while we're listening and doing other readings, if you have any insights of your own and you want to bring to the table too, to help the people we're talking to, feel free to do so. Go ahead.
I want to also know what was my gifted ability as far as psychic.
Well, the one thing I saw was called clairaudience, but I also saw clairvoyance.
What is clairaudience?
Clairaudience is when you hear. That's when you hear the voices or you hear the resonance in your ear. Focus and like I get mine through my right ear, and I also get the same thing with you too. Is focus on your right ear and you'll hear. I almost get there like a little hard hearing in your left ear.
Yeah.
So what I do hear is my
guardian angels talking to me.
Yes.
Okay.
But you know, one thing I tell people all the time too, when you hear these things coming through, it's okay to ask to clarify who it is coming through. But I always tell people the difference between something bad or good is the energy. Energy, you can definitely tell bad energy. We all do it all the time, but I feel like that you're really connected with your angels and guides, and you need to open up to that whole thing, too. Let it take you where it's going to take you.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Alright. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to go on to, and like I said, you can stay right there. I'm going to go to the next caller. Area code.
Okay.
Hold up. Yes. This is our lady friend here who's, you got to forgive me, guys, because I was actually in an accident today, so. I actually have like 9 stitches in my face and I broke my nose. So.
Oh my God.
So the focus here is kind of like, okay. So this is area code 336, and your name, pronounce your name, it's Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Rihanna. Now we get the second time, don't I? Rihanna. So go ahead and ask your questions, because you were calling about finances yourself too, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm kind of wanting to move to a different state, and you know, like, I'm just not sure like what to do. Like, I know like my finances are bad, but I'm really trying not to think about it so I don't manifest like worse things or anything. Like, I'm trying to stay active and stuff.
Where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
But you're from North Carolina, are you? Where are you from?
Philippines.
The Philippines? Okay. Yeah. What the situation is, like, the thing I came to do the quickest was stop trying and just do it. And that's just, I tell people sometimes if you just sit there and breathe and just kind of shake your hands and it's kind of like you're shaking it off. There was one good technique is like think about your situation that you got going on and then go wash your hands. This might sound crazy, but it was actually they actually did a test on that where they had people who didn't and people who did, and it seemed like the people that were and everybody was trying to manifest things, right? But it seemed like the people who washed their hands after they would focus on what they were manifesting manifested things quicker.
Wash my hands?
Yeah. So what you're saying is I focus on my problems and I go to the bathroom and I wash my hands of it and it's gone. It's like a visual. It's a physical visual.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I haven't heard of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you see the situation? Gosh, you know, sometimes it is, some things are so simple. But see, what we have a tendency to make things complicated because that's what the world tries to tell us. The world is not there in the sense of helping you, but to tell you what to do. So it's like step back and look at the situation and go, okay, who's going to dictate my success, me or the world? So you sit there and tell you, and the answer is you. Yes, you. So with the situation, it seemed like also focus So just that one thing of releasement would help you out so many it would help you with so many things in your life right now. Because I'm not really getting a lot of information. I'm not really getting a lot of input about your relationships or anything like that. Because it seems like this is the one thing that's really pressing on you. And I get the impression that if this thing would change for the better, then everything else would fall into place too.
Okay.
True?
Yeah, kind of feel like I'm in a stalemate. So maybe that's why you're not picking up anything. Is that what it is?
Yeah, because I'm just saying. The thing I like to sit there and tell people a lot is the energy that you used to manifest the job, the career, the money, is also the same energy you use to manifest a mate, a person, love relationships, and that kind of stuff. It's all the same. It's just we all think it's differently because they're different avenues, or different parts of our lives. But we're trying to balance everything out, so we use the same energy. I mean, you seem like you're a very spiritual person yourself. It's true, correct?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Well, like I said before, the first thing you should do is take try out of your vocabulary. You either do it or you don't do it. There's no in-between. And trying, think about this. Every time you say the word, I'm trying, you're basically setting yourself up to fail because the mind hears that.
That's kind of my way of, like, just, you know, staying humble or something.
Yeah, but see, the situation was thinking about life like this. Everything that you were trying to obtain, realistically, was meant to be yours in the first place. So go ahead and acquire those things, but still be humble. Be who you are. You're still a loving, caring person, but see the ideal of certain things that you want in your life? Those are missing pieces, but they're also things that they bring out the things that you also feel like you're missing within yourself. When you find those, don't be surprised if they also pop up in your outside life because in order to change the outside, you have to work with the inside. You really do. So basically, you're manifesting all this stuff. So once you realize it, it's not the idea of get mad at yourself and blame yourself. It's the idea of realizing, okay, if I have that much power to create those bad things, I can actually create the opportunities I'm looking for. It's just the idea of opening up and letting down the resistance for them to happen. And that's why I'm saying take the world out of it. The world has a tendency to dictate of the law says this or this says this and this is how we do this. You don't look at those things. You just focus on the outcome of what you want to happen. And if it takes you down a different avenue of working somewhere else or doing something else, it's probably where you're supposed to be at. Do you think you're doing what you want to do?
No.
You don't think it's about time you did?
Yes, but like the things that I wanted to do seems like a long shot from here, like a full-on 360, like 180-degree change.
Yeah, but see, the idea, if you had to, see, the reason we use the word, take back this, you know, get behind the steering wheel, because a car can't do that. It's just the ideal of having the courage to actually do that. Because I always say, when you come to the realization, right, to this minute, that this is not where you want to be at, that's the time to make the decision, not next week. Because a lot of people are looking for relief in their finances when it could be simply putting yourself where you should be at in the first place is where you want to be. What do you want to do? Because if someone's actually in the situation of doing what they love to do, just the energy itself will attract everything you need. Believe me. But I guess it's one of the things of perception. Everybody thinks we should have all this money and all this stuff. But if you really think about the simplicity of the whole thing, do you really? And if you didn't, if you realize right this moment that everything in your life, you don't owe nothing. It's just been given to you while you're here. So therefore, you can exist and have comforts in your life. So if it's that simple, why are those comforts that you're looking for not in your life? Maybe because you haven't let down the resistance to yourself, I deserve it. You deserve it because it was basically your inheritance when you came here. So they're trying to align it back up again. Put you in a position that you love to be in, so therefore those things can be a part of your life, and that simple. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. Like, I hear you. Like, at the same time, I'm thinking that I deserve it and, like, everything, but it just, you know, like, the manifesting thing, like, sometimes I just wonder, like, what's taking it too long.
Well, maybe that's the point. If you're focusing on thinking about why is it taking so long, you're still thinking about the lack of it. What they want you to do is think about the outcome, which puts you back in the driver's seat of focusing on the outcome of what you want. Instead of, that's what I'm saying, sometimes bills and stuff, me personally have a tendency to take bills and throw them in the trash because all they're doing is reminding me of what I did. And I need to take that energy and focus on how to basically see myself and try this. I mean, just tell yourself, money comes to me easily and frequently. Right now. So therefore, I happily pay my bills and joyfully meet my obligations. I know, but like I said, I tell people when you start doing those things and you keep stumbling over them, that's just telling you that you do have a fear. So just keep saying them until you can say it without fumbling through it. That means your subconscious mind is changing for the positive. You've got to put the work in and work with it. The idea of pounding the pavement, that's not what's going to solve the problem. Just sit down and work with yourself and go, okay, let's focus on some affirmations here. And I always tell people when you do the affirmations, also focus on the energy you feel when you're doing them. Let's say you're a couple affirmations that you like, and you start saying them, but nothing's really happening, you don't feel anything, then you look until something resonates with you. That's where you're going to get the results. And I always tell people, too, okay, if today someone walked up to you and basically put you in a position where you were financially, everything was paid in full, how would you feel? And then, I'm just saying, take that feeling at that moment and try to live that. Because if you keep living that kind of feeling of already having it, then you will. But if you live in fear, that's a gut feeling, it does that kind of thing. I always tell people, shake it off, man. Just shake it off. I know it's so simple, but I understand that when people say it's hard, it's because the world, we see commercials, where the guy walking through the commercial where people are kicking him. Does your insurance company treat you like this? And we have these, I know it's kind of hard sometimes, all the visuals out there, but it's like, stop watching television.
Yeah, I'm not watching television right now and anything. I'm not focusing on that. But I guess, I'm more focused on, how you feel like you're on the edge or something.
Yeah.
And, you're really ready to jump in. But then I stop myself because I was saying, there's no safety net there. There's no safety net there. Just wait for a minute.
Yeah, but see, in a situation there is. The safety net is to really get to know who you are, to understand how powerful you really are. I always tell people like this, it's like the idea of realizing that God does exist. And by realizing that just one fact, you realize how powerful you are because you are made in the image of Him. So it just reaffirms that God exists, but it also reaffirms that you do too as well. And that you deserve, if you're a part of God, I'm pretty sure He doesn't want you to have just a little bit of everything. He wants you to have everything. So just tell yourself, I want everything too. Try a little exercise. Just sit there and sit down on the floor, cross your legs, put your hands out in front of you with your palms, palm to palm, and then say to yourself as you open your hands, I'm open to receive. It might be as simple as that. Because I feel like there's a lot of things around you. I would sit there and say money's all around you. Opportunities are coming to you. The one thing I don't see is you opening up to resist, to see it. Like I'm going, I'm open to receive. I'm open to receive right now. Like I told the last caller, or one of the callers we had, was I was sitting there going, say to yourself over and over again, well, say it to yourself like this, thank you, God and angels, for the financial blessing I got this week to happily pay my bills and jointly meet my obligations. And then if you have a little bit of doubt about it, just say, well, thank you, God and angels, for another financial blessing so I was able to pay my bills and jointly meet my obligations. So see, you're actually reaffirming the first by saying, I'm waiting for another one. And if you still have problems, just keep reaffirming those. And don't be surprised you have 4 or 5 miracles happen before the end of the week.
Okay. So you do see that it's going to move along and stuff like that?
Yeah, because like I said before, I feel like it's all around you. It's just the ideal coming up with ways to let down the resistance so it can be a part of your life. Okay?
Okay.
Uh-oh. Ooh, we lost. Okay, here we go. And I said before, it's coming. Alrighty?
It's coming. Cool. Thank you.
So all I want you to sit there and say is it is now here, and I and everything's paid in full, and I'm looking forward to my vacation. I mean, just say, when you say things like that, like it's already happened, don't be surprised what happens before the end of the week. Certain things changing. I've done that so many times where I sit here and go, a financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. And then on Thursdays or Fridays, I either get unexpected donations or I get people who come to me unexpectedly paying for, they'll sit here and say, well, I don't think I want to charge you that, but, you know, I don't think I want to pay you that small fee. I'm going to pay you more. And I've asked people to do that.
That's the thing. I've done it a lot of times before, but somehow, like, right now, I'm having a hard time, like, getting results.
Okay. Well, I feel like you're, like I said, you're right at the threshold. Right at the threshold here. So don't give up before, you know, I always say, don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens. And just keep reciting that, like I said, if it hasn't happened yet, just keep reaffirming the affirmations. Keep focusing on the outcome. You know, get you a focus board and start putting things up that you want to see happen as this money comes in and things change, what do you want to do next? And just keep reaffirming it, because a lot of times people have problems with situations when things are going good, they stop reaffirming it. That's what's going to happen after a while. Stuff's going to stop coming in again because you're not still reaffirming it. It's like getting up every morning and say, okay, this is what's going to happen today.
Okay.
And just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And do not let anything in your way. I mean, make a vow to yourself today, no matter what, I'm going to be happy.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you want to stick around and if you have an opinion about anybody else's reading or something like that, you get some intuitional stuff, I feel like you're a very intuitional person, so you're more welcome to do so, okay?
Yeah, thank you. I will listen.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Okay, let's go on to April.
Hey.
So how are you, April?
Oh, I'm doing good. I've been enjoying listening. I like your straightforwardness. I like your vibe. It's good stuff.
Okay.
What was your name again?
I'm sorry, that's illegal. No, I'm just kidding. But my name, I could sit and say, they call me Psychic Journeyman, but my friends call me Donnie.
Donnie, okay. Cool.
Yes.
Well, thanks,
where are you calling?
Donnie. Thanks for being so sweet and giving tonight. I'm calling from North Carolina as well.
You're calling from North Carolina?
I'm probably right up the road from the last caller, because 336, I believe, is like Burlington, and I'm like in Chapel Hill, and that's about 20 minutes away.
How close are you to the coast?
About 2 hours.
2 hours? I see a connection with the coast with you. That's what I was asking.
Oh, interesting.
Rough oceans and go, shh, okay. I need to, like, stand in the ocean. So I feel like you're, like, looking for... when I sit here and see the ocean and water, and people think that might be grounding, but it's not. It's more of a cleansing.
Yeah.
Because there has to be a combination of groundingness and cleansing. So I tell people, wouldn't it be great if we could actually have mountains and the ocean together? So
I know.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It is. It's a beautiful thing.
And what questions do you have for us tonight?
Well, this guy that I've just met, his name is Walter.
Walter.
Yeah. Not quite sure what to do with him. I like him a lot, but there's a lot of mystery surrounding him. What?
Walter. No, I just keep getting...
Isn't that a funny name?
I was actually thinking about when you said that, I got flashback to the... I remember the show used to be on television called The Odd Couple?
Uh-huh.
Oscar and... What was it? Oscar and Felix. Well, the original Odd Couple was a movie with Walter Matthau in it. That's what I got. He was actually Walter.
Wow.
Walter Matthau. And I've always
liked could definitely be the odd couple, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I'm just saying with the situation you have to do with him, and I feel like then you should be an issue, because I don't feel like it should be a relationship. I feel like it's two people crossing in the night. You know, it's like there's something to be said about, ooh, all right. Okay, then. So are you still there, April?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what was the music? We'll be right back. I've heard from our sponsor. Okay. Anyway,
wow,
like,
you're breaking up really bad.
I know. It might
there you
be
go.
The idea of falling. Yeah, I was, with the situation with you and Walter, what do you want to do with Walter? I mean, really, honestly, what do you want to do with Walter?
I want to explore. I want to explore what's there, because I feel like there is something there.
I just feel like he's like a combination between shy and wanting to break out, but doesn't know how to do it.
Uh-huh.
And
I feel like I'm here to, like, show him that it's funny.
Yes, you're a very strong energy, and you scare him.
Yeah, I felt that.
You know, but it's one of those things I tell people all the time, look at these situations, too, realistically. Because I've been in a situation because I was at a conversation with a woman, and she's like, you never tell a man everything because he'll run away. Yeah, but see the con.
Right.
But see what the thing is, to go ahead and do it anyway.
Well, I do. He's the one who's, like, being all mysterious and being all, like you said, shy. And
he's scared to death, and he's trying to find some kind of...
You know, he has to trust.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's trying to find some kind of foundation here, too, but he's like, okay, she scares the hell out of me, but I know I can do this.
Uh-huh.
I know I can do this. So he sticks around looking for that strength to be you. So you are you're a reflection of what he should be doing more of, because it is there. And not to be shy, not to be scared of it. But I'm just saying, keep being yourself. If Walter runs away, that just means he's not strong enough for you.
Right.
That's what I look at it. Because I've had situations, I walk into a situation and go, okay, babe, I really like you. And I really see us going somewhere. And it's how I feel about you. Remember my ex saying, I told her that in 5 minutes. And she didn't run away. She was intrigued by it because she was like, thank God, someone's actually being straightforward and talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not sending me notes and emails through the freaking computer. He's actually talking to me. And I think the internet is just another way for people to hide.
Oh, absolutely. I hate it.
Hey, dude, you weigh 400 pounds. And you tell her that you work out and you have a 32-inch waist. Not since 1965.
Right.
You know? So did you also realize that you're also going to be meeting this woman? Or are you going to meet somebody sooner or later, hopefully?
It's just
one of those things of there. Some people do look at it as motivation and say, okay, I'll get in shape. But, oh man, you got a long ways to go, man. You better start now. But it's also look at the situation too, guys. In the process of finding out who one is, you start getting to a point where if you're going to attract who you are, then what's the fear?
Mm-hmm.
I had a lady call me one time, and people go, who gives your messages? I said, I think they all give them to me, even God. And they go, oh, really? I said, yeah. Here's a GAMP example for you. Some girl calls me up, and she goes, what can I do to change me to get a man? And also this voice comes in my ear. This voice comes in my ear and goes, ask her if she believes in me. Now, did I have to ask who that was? No, I didn't.
Because
it was the energy. And so I said, okay. I looked at her and I said, do you believe in God? And she said, yes, I do. And I said, would you give up God for a man? And she said, no. I said, then why would you give up yourself?
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah. So then she comes back and she goes, so what's the problem? You're impatient.
She already stated it.
Yes. So she goes, what can I do? I said, be yourself. I said, if you change anything about yourself right now, when the guy shows up, he won't recognize you. That's why you need to find who you are. The more you know who you are, the more you recognize who you're supposed to be with.
Absolutely.
Because it's a reflection of who you are. So therefore, work on you. I mean, we had a lady last night. She's a sweet lady, but she was so dead bent on that we were wrong and she was right, even though she's even here asking the question.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's like when you're in a
situation.
Right. So if you're in a situation and I say something to you and then you catch yourself clenching onto it even tighter, there must be more truth to it than you like to admit.
Absolutely.
So you need to let go of it. Because I always tell people, don't attach yourself to anybody anyway.
Yeah.
You know, in the process of being with somebody is to find somebody that you want to share your life with. You can't share your life with if you don't bring something to the table.
Sure.
You know, and also the 2 seconds when you meet each other, make sure you don't have a mask on. I don't care what anybody says. We're all looking for people to be honest with us. And the first time we hear a lie, gonna come back and bite you in the ass. So you meet people and all of a sudden you start being scared, so you invent yourself again, that's gonna come back to haunt you, especially if it's something really good. And you don't want that.
Right.
You don't want nothing to come in to interfere with the whole thing. You want it to be flat out there. So, and I've had this happen before. Two people go, well, you don't tell people everything when you meet them. And I said, why not?
That's my point exactly. I'm like, well, my cards are on the table. I've got nothing to hide.
Yeah.
You know, let's do this. And I guess that's my thing is, like, I'm not really searching. Like, I was not looking for anybody, and we just, our paths have crossed a couple times. And I'm just like, all right, let's do something with this, you know? And he's just, I just don't want to do with him.
Well, I'm just saying with the situation, it's definitely going to take a lot of patience, but you also have to be honest with yourself. Like I told that one lady, when you look at a situation and a person's not on the same level as you are, it's really hard. And it's like looking at a situation because you're wanting to be in a relationship with basically, you know, like attracts like, you're using the law of attraction to get what you want. And so it's telling you in the sign of what you're seeing here, he's not the one. But at the same time, token too, there's nothing wrong with another situation of having a friend, sharing things. I mean, I feel like Walter is a guy you would call after a bad date.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, look at the situation, but look at the signs. I always tell people, don't take the signs and then try to pound them into a, like, the sign is a round peg and you try to pound it into a square one. Look at the signs are for guiding you. So don't make your decision, make your decision if you get stubborn and then say, okay, the sign means I already made the decision. No, look at it realistically. Is it really saying that to you? Because something's not resonating here, you know? And just ask yourself, like the lady last night was asking her, I mean, I came flat out to ask her, why are you clenching onto this even tighter now since we told you that this ain't going to happen? Well, she goes, well, how does he feel? I said, who cares? It's not about him.
Yeah.
It's about you. He's got his problems. He's got his issues. They're not your problems. They're not your issues. But it's also reflecting back to you that he's self-centered. So therefore, what it reflects back to you is that you don't spend enough time with yourself. So we sort of look at the situations. Reflections happen everywhere. But there are good ones. You know?
Yeah.
But you have to pay attention.
Do you think it's worth doing? What do you think?
Well, look at this way. Look at this way. Just look at the situation and just live it and see where it goes. Don't question it.
Yeah.
You feel it.
Yeah.
But go with that feeling and keep going forward until it plays itself out. If it doesn't work out, just look at yourself and go, okay, I know.
Yeah.
I hate walking through life not knowing because these situations cross our paths for reasons. And you might walk away and have the best friend you ever had.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, look at the cards. The cards are saying peace. Peace comes from remembering that only love is real. So therefore, this is the person who just wants to be loved unconditionally, and so do you. So just do that and see where it goes.
Yeah.
Then number two says children. I think you both have a very strong bond with children. So check that out too as well. And then number three, the winner is, okay, look at the way of energy. What kind of energy you got here? Do you have the energy to actually succeed in a relationship as romantically? Or do you have the energy to succeed in a friendship?
Uh-huh.
And I actually think that friendships are the foundations of romantic relationships anyway. So therefore, the foundation has to be established. But look at Walter. The reason I don't think that realistically when I look at the thing through the things I see is I don't think it's going to work out with Walter because Walter still is building that foundation.
Yeah.
You have to have balance between the physical and the spiritual within yourself before you can have balance in a male and female relationship. So you see what I'm saying?
Sure.
It starts with you.
Yeah.
And you have it. That's why you're scary. It's not because you're, you know, some people say, I'm coming on too strong. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be less of yourself until you get to what you want?
No.
Then all you're going to do is attract half-asses. But, you know, so you... You sit there and look at the situation and go, okay, I got it. You do have it. So be proud of it. Strut around. You are who you are. There's nothing wrong with confidence of walking down the street going, this is who I am. If you like it, too bad.
Hey,
you know?
Let's hang out.
But you can make the choice to do that. Who you want to hang out, who you don't want to. I mean, it's like trace it back to the phone calls. Someone calls you up and goes, okay, I've called you 3 times. How come you haven't answered the phone? Because I don't feel like it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's all it was. I wasn't feeling like it. And I guarantee if I would have answered the phone at that time, you wouldn't have liked it either. So it's the ideal that people don't realize by being who you are, you're actually protecting them in some ways too as well.
Mm.
So.
Yeah.
So April.
Yeah.
I like April. You know what I like? You know what I like? How come I like April?
What?
It's the year. It's the month I was born.
Me too. What day?
April 26th.
Oh, on the 18th.
May 18th, huh?
No, April 18th.
Oh, Well, that's not too bad. You are a Aries.
Right, but close to Taurus, though. I'm like right kind of hanging on in between.
You are just, you're right, you're really close to Taurus because you are a hopeless romantic.
Yeah, God, yeah.
Yeah,
I have a huge open heart, and I'm just like so, you know, I love people.
What year?
80.
80?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
I'm sort of
going, why, what?
Let's definitely keep in touch. And then she says 1980. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's a year I graduated from high school.
Nice, but I did actually date
a girl who was born in 1982. She was actually a Taurus too. She was born in May 10th.
Oh, how'd that work out?
It would have worked out better if she would have known what she really wanted instead of letting everybody else tell her that. Which is kind of bad for a Taurus, because Taurus, if you're really, because people don't realize this, when you do astrology, there's a difference between an April and a May Taurus. Okay, because they both have different birthstones, of course. One's an emerald, one's a diamond. But if you look at the situation of an April Taurus, they're more influenced by April's birthstone. And a May is emerald. But if you really look at the solids of the minerals themselves, diamond is harder. And it's a stronger foundation. Plus, I actually have triple Earth. So
wow.
I'm a Taurus sun, my moon is Virgo, and my rising is Capricorn.
Wow. Lots of Earth. Very grounded.
Yeah, and I had a lady who actually did some astrology for me. She goes, it's kind of amazing the profession you chose. I said, why is that? And she goes, well, you know, you're very grounded. I said, for some reason, I'm sort of going, well, I think about it like this. We use copper to ground, and the more grounded something is, the more, the clearer the messages. You know, listen to a radio. The more grounded a radio is, the clearer the channels, and so on. So, you know, that's what I looked at. That's
they tell you to do grounding techniques when you're wanting to, you know, commune with spirit. So it makes a lot of sense, actually.
So if you want to stick around with this for the rest of the show, too, you can go into somebody else. And I got to tell everybody else who's still listening in, your mics are still open. So if you feel any kind of intuitional things with anybody who's coming on afterwards, feel free to voice your opinion. We've done it. That's why I do the show. Because I do a show at 9 o'clock, and then I come on at midnight. So we can just be free as a bird and do whatever we want to. It's called the round table. So if you have a topic, like say you hate lawyers, let's talk about it. Or you think plumbers are too much of a big a flirt, bring it to the table. Let's talk about it, you know? Because sometimes I've noticed this. You bring things to the table and people are coming in. For some reason, the show takes on a personality of its own. And we're just sitting here going over. Because when that, we did talk about lawyers. And we had a very heated discussion for almost about an hour and 45 minutes. And we were doing readings in between. But it was fun. Last night we had picked up, as we were talking, doing readings, we actually picked up a whispering spirit. We caught it on film, so we actually caught it on audio. And actually my friend actually has her boyfriend, who's a technician, he's isolating it and picking up so we can actually pick up what's doing.
Oh, that's
so that's
awesome.
Kind of right. Yes. So I'm going to go and, I'm sorry, I should ask you, do you have any more questions?
Me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, goodness. I don't know. What do you see, man? Do you see anything? Are you picking up anything?
Yes. I see us running off to Colorado. No.
Running off to Colorado? Don't you live? Where do you? I thought you said you lived in Colorado.
No, that's what I'm doing right now. I tell everybody else I have a Colorado fund and a Support My Show fund where you can donate money to it because I'm trying to get home. I'm trying to get back to Colorado. Colorado. I'm living in Ohio right now.
You're in Ohio, okay.
Yeah, so I got frustrated and said, okay. I was in there in my webpage and I was sitting there typing, and next thing you know, there it was. I'm like, the angels kind of did that and said, hey, let's be creative. Just throw it out there and see what happens.
Sure.
So I say, donate to the, and this is how it works too. If you donate to the Colorado Fund and support the show fund, if you donate $12 or more, I'll give you a 5-card angel reading. That's a 35-minute reading. And if you if you donate $99 to the show, I will give you 6 60-minute sessions, and you can do whatever you want with the sessions. You can do I do relationship counseling and life coaching. You can do it with those. You can give it to your grandma. You can give it to your mom. If you got some birthdays coming up, you can give it to them. Whatever you want to do, but 6 gives you some freedom to do what you want to, and it's only $99. And if you go on there now, you'll see that 11 sessions right now are going for, I think, $175. So we got choices for everybody. Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry, let me cut you off.
No, that's amazing. That's a really good deal. I like that. I like your openness.
Thank you.
Great openness to life. It's just, that's mm-hmm. awesome. It's a good example to live by.
Yes, I'm just saying to you that you should. It's like one of those things. As soon as I get my phone back on, that's one thing I was telling everybody to donate to help Donnie get his phone turned back on fund. So I can get it on by the end of the week. If I can actually, if I can come up with, I was thinking about, my friend introduced this to me. She said, Amy, she said, why don't you try Straight Talk? I'm like, yeah, I don't know. She goes, well, you can get plans where you can get $45, you can get unlimited everything. I said, well, maybe I'm thinking more serious about it now. And she was also saying it's a new company, too. And you should also buy some stock in this company, because she just felt like it's going to go through the roof here. Because everybody's going to start doing it. Because think about it. I mean, personally, me, with, I was working with people, I was paying almost like $70 a month. And all I have is unlimited calling. I don't have unlimited text. I got to pay extra for that. It's like $80.
Right.
So this thing is $45. You have, and they have some free phones. And if you want to buy a phone, at the highest plan I saw, with everything included, everything, was $144. That's everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
You buy the phone, you got the 44 and everything like that. I also want to bring something up too quick, guys. I brought this thing to the table on my YouTube show. There's a company called HemiSync, and we're all talking about meditations and clearing our chakras and that kind of stuff. This is a great company because, realistically, I got these CDs. I really do. And what's so good about these things is you can get these CDs. They have CDs for everything. Cancer, the cure, they help you to focus, to cure cancer. They got these for finances, to open up your life, focus on more concentration and focus. Also, they need to remember, connect with your angels, your inner self. They have CDs for everything. Meditation, and on my show, if you'll listen when I do breaks from time to time, there's a track that I play. It's actually an eighth track on one of my CDs. It's called Grounding, and it's called Chakra Journey. And when you get Chakra Journey, it's got, like I said, eight tracks. The first seven are for your chakras, and then the eighth one's for grounding. So it's an extra thing. And I always recommend people to get that CD, because you can go through these things as many times as you want to. And that's why we say intuition, what should you do? If it says go through it three times, then go through it three times and go back and do some grounding. Grounding is really important, because what you're trying to do is balance between the physical and the spiritual. When those two balance out together, you feel that wholeness and complete. Okay, so you do that. I guarantee you, in the process of finding the significant other, you'll find it. I had a thing on the show. I was talking to people about Valentine's Day. People were asking, what's the difference between a soulmate and a twin flame? I said, twin flame, we'll just go there first, because it'll help you understand what a soulmate is. A twin flame is something like this. Just imagine that God created an essence that was so powerful and so bright, it couldn't be contained in one body. So therefore, he made a man and a woman, takes the essence, puts them both. That's what we're pulled together. And everybody feels the pull, okay? Now, on Valentine's Day, I said, do you know what the heart means on a Valentine's card? And everybody's kind of like, what's love, right? Well, and it directly does, but it's also the representation of twin flames. Up where the heart starts, at the top of the heart, that's where the twin flames are created. And then the loops are where the twin flames go out to the universe, and then they always end up together at the end.
Wow. That's beautiful.
And that is twin flames. Okay? And then you got to be definitely on the same level. And the whole thing of being balanced within each other. Because I always sit here and say it like this, guys. A puzzle has many pieces, but those pieces are whole. Okay? So the ideal, you are a piece of the puzzle, but you also have to be a whole piece before you can connect the other piece. So try that. You might find better that you might be attracting people in a different frame of mind, because once you are whole and complete, it's just like looking at people when they reflect certain things back to you, what you're not working with. I always feel like it's something that you're not really focusing on that's brought to your attention. So it's happening for a reason, so do it. Because a lot of people start going, well, this guy wants a relationship. I'm not ready for that. Why not? He's presenting himself right this minute. So somewhere in that whole context, you are. So you have to look at these things realistically. They're happening now. So take a look at the whole thing. And these HemiSync CDs, if you want to check these HemiSync CDs, yeah. HemiSync CDs, go to the site. They actually have little MP3 play samples that you can actually sample the music. And they're about as powerful as
anything. What is the site again?
It's called HemiSync. I'll spell it out for you. It's www.hemisync.hemisync. HEMI-SYNC. S-Y-N-C.
H-E-what?
H-E-M-I.
Hemisync.com.
And always our commercial for them is, picture this, the guy comes driving by in your car and he hears the music from the Hemisync CD and he goes, is that a Hemi? Yeah. Okay. So
you are funny,
commercial
Johnny.
For the day. We do the whole stuff. Okay. Thank you. And I'll be here today and tonight at 6 and 7, so join us. anyway. And also, you can contact them there, but if you want to contact them through the phone, it's a more comfortable thing for you to do. That number is 1-800-541-2488. Again, that number is 1-800-541-2488. And plus, we're also doing meetings tonight, too, so if you want to call in here at 646-721-9031. You want to contact me for personal readings right now. I'm having trouble on the phone, but I do have Skype, and I have my website. So contact me or still doing readings. Contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yoldite.com. You go on there, you'll find that there's donation buttons, and I actually have gift certificates right now. And for anybody who buys any kind of gift certificate, like for the $99 specials, if you buy a gift certificate for somebody, it's $75. So, and if you notice, it says what it says there, and I just call me up and tell me, because I had a lady the other day said, I don't have $99 to donate to the show, but got 50. So can you give me 3 sessions for 50? And I felt, you know something, you're about as bold as I am, so therefore I'll give you 4. So don't be scared to call an offer or send me an email through my website on the contact page and leave me your phone number and that kind of stuff. If you want to get a session, I always recommend you go ahead and pay for the session and send me the information so I can get back with you so we can just do it right then and there. So, and plus my Skype username is donald.reed.com. It's actually, let's say that one more time. It's donald.reed8. Sorry, guys. And just send me a request. I'll cancel the whole, I'll just get in and call you right then and there. We can schedule the whole thing. But like I said, bring any kind of deal that you got and pop it in your mind because you want to get a reading. Just bring it to the table. I've never said no to anybody. Really, if you would have seen me in Colorado, people come to my shop all the time. I actually did a reading one time for a pizza. So, you know, I am open-minded to however you want to go about getting a reading and how you want to pay for it. Just don't send me chickens. I don't like chickens. Unless it's a truck full of chicken meat. Breast, please, okay? So, April, do you have any more questions?
Do I have any more questions?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a million questions. Where do I begin?
I'm just saying, with the situation, bring it on. I mean, I'm just saying, kind of formulate your question. I got 2 more people I want to bring on real quick and see what's up.
Oh, bring them. I want to hog it.
And then we'll talk and chat and do our little thing because we still got 37 minutes left in the show. And welcome to area code 205. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Robbie.
Okay. Uh-huh. Then we have another caller. I think it's unknown or Skype. 111. You're on the air too. What's your name?
It's Amy Donnie.
That's a funny name.
I've been trying to get your attention in the chat room. I wanted to play those EVPs. I'm going to bed because I got to get up at like 7.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I have been so caught up in my flowish thing. My angels are talking so much about some things going on, so I'm sorry.
It's okay. No worries. But I didn't know if, you know, we wanted to plan for the second show or not because they were quite interesting. And, you know, there's
That's
a couple people here from last night. Huh?
I thought you were packing.
I was packing, yeah.
You got to get going, man. Come on. Okay, yeah, I love it. Yeah, I want to hear them because, like, everybody who's still on the line, 336. Oh, hell, I know their names. I just got to sit there and ask. Anybody who's in the queue, listen to these things and tell us what you think. Go ahead, Amy.
Okay, I'm going to play the first one. The first one, you have to listen because it's kind of sporadic, but okay, here it goes.
Yes, I could be drawn back in, but now I realize that who he is. But I could not believe it. I thought he was an indigo child, and that I thought he was, he made me believe that, and I was the one that was a bad person because I didn't believe in him anymore.
Okay, I'm going to bring. That's kind of weird.
Your mind can really play tricks on you.
No, it can't. So, therefore, it does.
Hey, is it only us three on the phone again?
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
You hear that?
Yes, I did.
That was scary.
Yeah, I cut everything off. I heard it briefly. I'm like, okay, I was going to open up 615, and I did for a split second, so I shut it real quick, and it was still going on.
There it is again. Did you hear it?
Yes.
Yes. It does sound like someone whispering, right? Anyone in chat,
yeah.
Like, tell us what you hear. It's whispering. It's like it's a sound. When people go in your subconscious, it's like you don't know it's there, but it goes into your brain. That's what it's doing.
Heck yeah. Okay, it's like a breathing almost. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not regulated either. It's not like someone on the phone breathing. It's like... It sounds weird, you know what I mean?
It's a microphone. Okay, are you there still?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first one. So let me play the second one real quick. This one you can actually hear.
I just want to tell everybody that what we're listening to here is what, we had our show last night. We were sitting there talking and stuff, and all of a sudden this thing came into the chat room, and actually Amy was telling about some things that she was having some experiences in her house. Of seeing shadows jump from one room to the other when we were, and all this thing was all playing itself out, and also having the show replay back in her ear and her headset, that was impossible to do because it wasn't even in the archives yet, but it was playing itself back to her headset at the same time that she was picking up the voice too. So it was all this stuff going on. So we were just kind of freaking out, and she's kind of analyzed the thing now and looked at this and that and the other, and it's just kind of crazy. So
so how
do
you guys know each other?
Oh, who?
Donnie and Amy.
Oh, we've actually, I've been on her show, she's been on my show, we've been, I guess out of the whole thing, we became friends.
Oh, sweet.
Right, Amy?
That's right. Yep.
So we do a lot of shows together and stuff like that. It's kind of cool. I love doing shows with her, and it's just like one of those things, you know, like, someone was calling us a psychic tag team or something. We have a certain tactic because last night, I mean, we wouldn't give up. I mean, it's like the lady was on the show, and when we come across really stern and straightforward, it's because we really care about these people, and we just felt like she was just going down a path that I know we can't do it for them, but I just feel compelled, and I think that's what comes across when we do readings for people, that we do come across in a caring way to help. We're trying to really help you out. We can't slap you and wake you up, but we try. So,
should we play the second EVP?
Yes.
This one you can hear a growling. This one scared me. All right, hang on.
My son's going to be graduating from college in Colorado. How about that? It's bizarre that here you are in Colorado.
That was freaky, man.
From Boulder.
You guys are scaring me.
Oh, wasn't here.
That was the second one.
Hey, guys, I already have talked to my angels. There's protection for the show. So they're just hearing things that went on last night. I did the same thing last night, too. So I just get the heads up and say, you're safe. You're okay being here on the show and stuff like that because it's protected. But it was kind of funny when this came in. And I do know that when Regina was on here talking about the son being at school and it was something attached to the room where he was at, that's when we started hearing the growling part. It was really trying to get our attention at that time when she was talking about her son being in college and stuff like that. So that was kind of there was a connection there somewhere. But I still feel like the piggyback effect on that whole thing, too, that her boyfriend is coming in somewhere in there piggybacking the spirit that's connected to the son, almost like he's looking for some kind of way into Susan again. Sorry, guys. I can take a brief breath.
Yeah, it was freaky nonetheless, though. There was things going on here last night that were just creeping me out.
I want to tell the spirits, thank you, man. My ratings went right to the roof. But it was great. It was so exciting because it was just the way things were, people were just kind of tuning in and doing this thing, and then this thing was like there. It was almost like an episode of Ghost Hunters, you know?
Just
find out what this is all about, what's going on, that kind of thing, and we're kind of isolating the voices, and we've actually had, like, what, now I think we've actually had two or three people who are actually analyzing this thing as we're playing it on the show and getting some really good insights on the whole thing. But,
Amy, why were you scared, honey?
Well, I've had my experiences before with dark entities. And anyway, I was sitting here. While I was sitting here, there were things going on. The first thing I saw was a shadow jump from one room to the next, like into this room that I was sitting across from. And that kind of freaked me out. And then I put my headset up on a shelf about 5 feet away from where I was sitting. I left the room. I came back and sat down, and all of a sudden the headset fell off the shelf. Then
wow.
I put the headset back on, and I can hear me calling into the show, which I had done about 10 minutes previous to putting on the headset. Listening to the show live, and it played back for me going on the show talking about the voice I was hearing.
Oh, wow.
Then I got freaked out at that. So then I tried to call Donnie's show with my headset, and it was all garbled. I never have a problem with my headset. It's all garbled. I can't get through on Skype. So I put down the headset. It doesn't work. And I pick up at the phone, the landline here. I called once. It was busy, which you know, it never is because there's a switchboard. Yeah, I called again. It was busy. And then the third time I called, I finally got through.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of crazy what was going
pretty
on.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was like I said, when I heard it, it's like someone breathing into a bag. And then we heard the scream. I mean, that's what I call it. I mean, the thing was really loud. And like it was like irritated because I know if you sit and listen to it, every time Susan's talking, it's irritated. I think, and that's why I always felt like there was a connection to the ex-boyfriend, because it seemed like as she was talking how she severed ties. And he didn't seem like he was too happy about that. And he didn't have no control anymore. Because people don't realize that most of these people, they work on fear. The more you're scared,
yeah.
the more they live off the energy. When you're not scared,
sure.
they have no power over you. Like the government. But that's another story. But but yeah. So it was one of those crazy things.
Yeah, anyway, I just wanted to play that. But I have to go. It's like 1:30. I got to go to bed. But thanks for having me on, Donnie. It's always a pleasure. I'll be listening.
Well, thank you. You have a good night. Have a good trip.
Nice to meet you, April. Take care.
Nice to meet you too, Amy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
We shouldn't say bed bugs. They're still out there, man. Come on.
I know,
okay.
Right?
Okay. Okay. Area code 206. You still there? Area code 206. You just won the lottery. Area code 206. Am I saying that right? 206? 206? Hello. Okay. April, you're still here?
I'm still here.
And then we have our friend, and the other girl, she's still here from Colorado.
No, she was from North Carolina, I thought.
No, that's what I'm saying. Oh, where are you from?
Yeah, North Carolina.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then we have, I want to call her Rihanna.
Rihanna,
yeah.
What's the name?
No, that's the one that sings the song about the umbrella, right? You're my umbrella, something about umbrella.
Yeah. Get on the umbrella, Ella.
Yes, okay. And then we have I don't know if this woman wants to come on or not, but it's area code 714. Hello? Area code 714. If you acknowledge yourself, I'll give you some lottery numbers.
Hello?
Yeah, 714.
Oh, I thought I was just listening. I didn't know I was, like, online because it said
well,
either
you
talk to the host or listening. I was just listening.
I wasn't too sure. Because
I couldn't
sure.
hear online anymore. Oh.
Oh, okay. Because I was sitting there looking at the thing going, I wasn't too sure. So I just thought I'd check in with you and see what's up.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Okay. I should probably ask you a question since I'm online with you now then.
Yeah, so
for some reason I cannot hear you online anymore.
I don't know.
I can't hear the radio online.
Say hello to April.
Hi, April.
Hey.
The other lady, the area code 336, Rihanna? Rihanna. Rihanna.
Rihanna. It's close to Rihanna. Rihanna.
Sorry.
Rihanna.
So hello, everybody. And actually, area code 206, are you there? 206. Hello. Well, we'll just let you listen anyway. So go ahead, sweetie. And your first name, I think we talked to you before, haven't I?
Yeah, you did. And my name is Kim. And just recently, like this morning, I have a question. Recently this morning, my uncle just passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just wondering if he's okay.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but for some reason when people pass over, if you don't hear from them or have any kind of messages or anything like that come really quickly, for some reason it seems like there's a month transition.
Oh.
Because I got that real quick. I need time. But I do. But one thing I would sit there and say, the presence I got with him and the way that I always see him, once you pass over, the idea of being fine is fine.
I
definitely. Know. Big time. It's a good thing. I feel like you are, for some reason. I don't know. For some reason, I feel like you're going to get a connection. You're going to get some kind of message for him before anybody else does.
Really? Why is that? Because I'm not that close to him. He's my uncle, but I'm not, like, really close to him.
Well, for some reason, he thinks about you more than you do him. He seems to be a little, I don't know. See, I get the impression he feels like that toward everybody, but people don't see him that way. They don't really see him as a caring person.
Not too much.
Yeah, it seems like he keeps his feelings inside and that kind of thing. But it's just open your up. I just feel like you should open up because I feel like he's going to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he feels like you're the most, and the way it comes to me is you're the most intelligent one out of all of them. You're also very analytical, and he likes that. Straight to the point, talking,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. That makes sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things that things touch you, no matter if you're close to him or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She's analytical, but she's still emotional. It's analytical, yeah.
What is it? I can't hear you.
I said, you're analytical, but you're still emotional. So don't let them. You have a tendency to try to fool people. I just said, don't let her. Because you're a very deep, caring person. You really are.
Oh.
You draw people to you. You're constantly giving out advice.
Well, I do work with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost all the time.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
So I'm just saying, you know, that's the thing. People are drawn to you, and then I've noticed this with people with spirits, too. They're drawn to you as well. It's just the ideal of, I feel like sometimes when you do feel spirits around you, but you don't like acknowledging them.
What I noticed that was strange today was that I found a cross when I was walking to work.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone folded a piece of paper out of a cross, and I just found it when I was walking.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was strange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just saying with the situation and everything going on, you know, I feel like you would get clear messages after a month.
After a month.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, I tell people relax. Don't try to see things. Because actually, the more you relax and let it open, things might change on the whole thing. But that's one thing you need to do. You relax and be open to it. Not try to make something happen. A lot of people go, I'm not picking anything up. Well, you know, stop trying.
Right.
Seriously, guys, I've done this stuff for a long time with mediumship and that kind of stuff and picking things up and people talking to me. We were down in Florida in Sarasota. And there's this guy named John Ringling. He used to be the John Ringling Barnum and Bailey's Circus back in the 20s. And they have it's a big old museum down there now. His house is down there. He has a big old art gallery and that kind of stuff. So I went with a friend of mine going through this place. And all she kept on doing was, what do you feel? What do you feel? What do you feel? So I finally looked at her and I said, irritated. Leave me alone. You know, if you stop asking me all the time, I'll come in. See, what the story is, John Ringling's first wife, he met her in Atlantic City. So there was a big rumor about that whole thing that she was a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, I'm in the house, and what I heard was, like it came right from her, that she said that everybody's wrong. But it was like her and John used to present themselves as gothic just to basically cut her up to have a private life.
Mm-hmm.
So they wasn't really gothic or anything since the word, but they presented themselves that way because people looked at that and left them alone. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of crazy situation, but it was cool. You should go down there sometimes. They have this one tour guide. What he does is the house is almost like identical like it was when they were living there. It's So what he does, he takes you through the house like they're all, like it's 928, and the ringlings are actually off, you know, touring with their circus, and they're gone, and we're all there going through their house while they're gone. And it's kind of cool because the place is set up almost like that, so you can tell the difference when you're in the house. Sometimes you go outside, you realize you're actually, you know, 2010, 2011. So it's a cool thing, yeah. I really recommend you go in there. You do commercial too. I just like telling people about things I like and that's CDs. I've experienced these things. Basically, what it does, it sends out a tone with the music. It's not a subliminal CD. It has the tone that rings into the music. They have regular music and Bach and that kind of stuff. But when this tone is when you hear your tone, for some reason, it resonates. So both hemispheres of your brain work together, which will give you intense focus and concentration. So that's why I recommend these things. I started doing these things. I started catching my right hand doing something, my left hand doing something totally different, but doing it at the same time. So my body, like it was almost, in some sense of the word, it was helping my meditations, but I was also getting a really strong sense of balance in my life, where I was using my whole body, not just, you know, some of us have a tendency to favor your right side or your left side. This really opens up things where you feel complete. I used to do this when I did readings. It opened me up even more, where I could, like, you know, really accurate. You know, picture them listening to a CD and being five times better than that.
Hello?
Thing that you'll do and put that CD to. So, Kim, do you have any more questions?
Well, I didn't hear the last part of it. Like, the static over the phone is really bad. I couldn't really hear much of what you were saying near the end.
Okay. That sucks.
Hello? Yeah, it really does suck.
What was your question, Kim?
Well, Hello? I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. Hello?
Hey, let me move a little.
Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you, April. April, right?
I can hear you loud and clear.
I can hear you loud and clear, too, but I cannot hear a journeyman.
And I feel bad. Johnny!
Can anybody hear me?
A little bit.
Hold on.
There, that's better.
Oh, you can hear me now?
Yeah, yeah. A lot better.
Okay. The sun's having solar flares and all kinds of good stuff going on. And it messes with
perfect.
Skype. Okay, sweetie, what was the question again?
You know how you said you can, like, repass life? Like living on this earth right now, I was just wondering, like, are you able to tell each person what their purpose in life is?
Usually when it comes to this point, my angels always guide me. That's something you need to find yourself.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. I cannot hear you.
No, that's for you.
What?
That's part of your journey.
What is part of my journey?
To find out what your life purpose is. I'll give you a hint. Everybody's here to do a service.
Uh-huh.
And the key to service is also to find what you love to do. Because the more you love what you're doing, the more effective you are with the people you work with. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I am having a person on the show Saturday. She's called Soul Language, where she can actually do that. What you're asking, she can actually do that.
Oh,
so
wow.
she's gonna be on the show on Saturday at 9 o'clock. Her name's Jennifer, and she's going to come on here. I'm actually doing a session with her on Thursday to get an idea of exactly what she does, and she can actually pinpoint things in your spirit to help you connect with that, so you can actually embrace that what you're talking about,
right?
And be productive in doing it. And so I'm, you know, I can do past life readings and stuff like that and tell you things about yourself and that kind of thing. But realistically, I mean, once you find that, some piece of our existence is part of our journey of actually finding those things.
Mm-hmm.
You are a person that's really good at that, too, as well. So you should keep going what you're doing. Do you love what you do?
Not quite. I like helping people, but I like helping people, but not in this field.
Well, I feel like you're getting know-how where you're at, and then something's going to open up where you can actually go there.
How do you know how soon?
Shoot! When you asked the question, it said 2 months.
Oh, you said 2 months.
Uh huh.
And do you know what kind of population I will be working with?
What kind of what?
Population.
Okay, you mean like what kind of people you're going to working with? Are you going to do another town?
Like adults, kids.
You know, the thing I think of the most, I keep getting more with kids.
Kids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you feel like you're more at home with kids. I feel like you have a very strong bond with children. You can see inside of them and see what's wrong with them. And you can, very gifted.
I felt kids too.
You see kids too.
Yeah.
Will it be at a school setting?
No, I get the idea of working with kids is more like all kind of thing, right? I feel like you'd be working with them one on one. I don't really feel like in a school setting. I think I'd be too limiting for you.
I'm working with them on one to one right now, but I don't think this is where I want to be at. I want to be in a school setting with them.
Well, if it is in a school setting, I'm not saying it's not, because I didn't get no on that. But it will definitely be a situation of a setting that's more free open. So it seems like it still is the same kind of format, but you're right. I mean, it seems like there's more structure there, but it still comes to me like you'd be working on it with one-on-one. And there are schools out there like that, true?
A one-on-one, depending on like what kind of client you're working with. Maybe if the kids have some kind of mental issue or disability, but otherwise, I was hoping for more of a school setting.
I'm just saying, one thing I did get that you should open your mind up to, and wherever that setting's at, you should go there. I don't care if it's clear across the country. Opening up for you, and it's an opportunity for you. So it's just asking, what are you willing to go through to get to that position?
I guess I have to apply.
Yeah, because I'm just saying, I've had people do that. There was a guy I know for a fact that had an opportunity to come to him and he could actually have everything he wanted. But he chose not to drive clear across country to get it.
Probably.
Yeah, so I'm saying, you know, so if you're realistic about the whole thing, you should be open up to how that's going to happen. Have you made a definite decision, no matter how this manifests, that you'll go? Because it will definitely be in your best interest for you and everyone concerned.
Because
I always tell people, you got a boyfriend you can't get rid of, and this opportunity comes up, you've got to go across country, that's a perfect opportunity.
No,
to get rid
of. It's not that.
No, I'm just saying, if it is, then go with it. Go for it, because it's happened for a reason. You're asking, because people are asking all the time for solutions. I mean, if someone walks up to you tomorrow and hands you a check for $25,000, don't you dare sit there and say, I don't take charity. You did something to manifest that, so it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen to you guys? I don't know. I'm just saying if it does. If you've been focusing on something like, I did this when I was like 2 years ago, when I was trying to get back to my ex-fiance. I focus on $2,500 all the time, every month. And then for some reason, that year, they've been trying to get her ex-husband for child support by taking these taxes, but could never get these taxes. Well, that year they did. And the first payment she got was $2,560. Is that a coincidence?
Wow.
I don't think so. Because I was focusing on it for one reason, to get us a house. And we was actually able to take that money and get a house. And the miracle didn't stop either. When we got the house, I had moved to Florida, reestablished my business, and she just started working a job in 2 days. And we found a house, and we found a 4-bedroom. And with that money we had, we were able to find somebody who was leaning to give us the house, to give us a chance to get our fee for a month. And I even saved, the rent was going to be like $2,300 because we had to pay a deposit and and a dog deposit and all that kind of good stuff. So I walked in the place, and my angels came to me and he said, don't take $2,300. Just take $1,850. I was like, okay. We took $1,850. Yeah, so I walk in the house. The guy goes, I looked at the guy because I asked him, I said, this place is filled. If I clean it up, we should knock off about $300. He goes, nope. He was a guy from Ukraine. So he just said, throw some paper over. It'd be cool. I said, okay. I forgot this guy from the UK, you know, Ukraine. So they do things differently there. But I said, my angels did that for a reason. So I just kept on talking to him. I said, you know something? I really don't like the outside, the paint and that kind of stuff. I want to paint the outside. I want to repaint the rooms. And I want to redo the tile of the kitchen and stuff. And the guy turned around and said, if you're going to do all that stuff and work on electric and that kind of stuff, he said, $300 you owe me, you don't owe me nothing. That's when it came to me and said, okay, that's why I brought $1,850 because it was going to, if I let go of it instead of trying to manipulate it, mm-hmm. and just let it go and let it fall into place, it fell right in where I wanted it to. And then I realized I understood what it meant by taking $1,850. I saved $300 and walked out of there not owing anything except for waiting for the next month.
Wow, awesome.
So keep it open and just, you know, think about what you can do. Don't think about anything else. Really, don't. I mean, people are going to go, how powerful are you? If you are connected to the source and you're made in the image, aren't you as powerful? Makes you think, doesn't it? Hello.
Hello.
Is everybody still there? I'm still here.
I'm still here.
April, you still here?
I'm here, yeah.
Let's see, April's here.
Is Rihanna still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Rihanna, yeah.
Oh, look, Rihanna,
yeah. She's still here. I'm still trying to get 206. 206 is still live. Hello? 206. 206. We like you. Okay, how about this one? 773. You're on the air, too.
Hello.
773. You're with us. What's
yes.
Your name?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's your name?
Joy.
Joy.
Yes. Aww. Tempest LaJoy.
Yes. We could have. You should be on the show with my friend earlier. My last show. Her name was Faith and Joy.
You really?
Great, you know? So yeah. Oh shoot! I just lost my train of thought. So Joy.
Yes.
I'm sure you have a couple questions, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do actually have a question.
Okay.
It was a relationship question. I'm happy where I am in this relationship, but I was just like wondering where it will go from here. We've known each other for some time, but we've been dating for like 7 months now. Everything's going fine. I mean, we have our ups and downs and everything. But mm-hmm. I just wanted to know, what do you, see as far as the future in our relationship?
Let me ask one question. I'm curious about this. Does everybody think that when you're in a relationship, there's ups and downs? Because I've heard it a lot lately. So I was just wondering, do you think that's a normal part of a relationship, the ups and downs?
Yeah. Sometimes you can lose that feeling, yeah.
And why is that?
I'm not sure where it comes from. I'm really not sure.
Well, a lot of times when you have these situations going on, it's basically because it's what you've been taught. And I guess in the situation of really focusing on spirituality is the idea of correcting those things and tell you guys those are not the norms. It's like people talking about, well, when you start dating somebody, the normal path is to live together. Do you realize that living together, they actually have a higher rate of divorce than people who don't?
Really?
So how is that the next step? See, my philosophy is like this. Either do it or don't. And if you are going to live together, make a plan that you're actually going to do something. Mm-hmm. Instead of just because I've seen this before. Where the woman, she'll go, okay, we're together. But in the back of her mind, she's thinking, I'll get married. Now, the guy's thinking, good, I don't have to get married. See, they're not communicating. They both have two different agendas and are living together. And what usually happens down the road is they find out about those from the other person, they're not happy about it because they assumed they were on the same level. So yeah. If you go live together, make sure you're on the same level, and then it'll be different. And I always tell people, everybody I've ever seen that I work with, it's never worked out, okay? mm-hmm. even myself included. It's never worked out. But see, I don't know everybody, so there might be some success rates out there that who have actually done that, okay? I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying from what I've done and from my experiences, and I've worked with thousands and thousands of people. So I sit here and look at this thing and go, okay. But also the same thing, too, my philosophy is when I'm with somebody, it's a realization that when you're with somebody, it's going to be a lifetime to get to know each other. And when you come to that realization and understand that, then you'll be together for a long, long time because you're going to keep evolving and keep working. And it's the idea of having fun. The more fun you have in a relationship, the more you're going to get that, okay?
Okay.
We lost 206. So, okay. They finally hung up, so I don't know what that was all about. Anyway, that's what I'm saying with the situation. The more you live your life, the more you experience. But if you stop and think about it, like in manifestations, how come my manifestation hasn't happened yet? Because you're thinking about it. Okay, so focus. See, thinking and focusing is two different things. Focus means I got a perfect picture. Thinking is I'm not sure. Okay?
Okay, so, I mean,
is it really
how
hard?
Does that pertain? No. How does that pertain to my relationship, meaning? Like, you know, you just told me a lot, but how does that pertain to our relationship? Are we supposed to be moving together or something? I don't know.
No, it's the idea of focusing on yourself, sweetie. Do you have balance within yourself? Do you love yourself unconditionally?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then ask yourself this person you're with. In some sense of the word, he doesn't. But it's the idea of understanding that and going, okay, sometimes we already know these things. We have to come to terms with it and accept it before we can actually go through with it. Because there's a lot of ups and downs, true, but I just feel like that. I feel like you're more committed than he is. So it's the idea of asking yourself, what do you think? Because you can ask me what you think, but you're living it. And be honest with yourself when you ask the question. You know, what do I feel when I'm with this man? As in with myself, but also what do I feel coming from him? Because realistically, when you're with somebody and it's really a really, really meant to be kind of situation, there are no questions. You know. I've been in too many ones that I knew that went somewhere that I knew before they even happened they were going to go like that. And a lot of people go, well, you're psychic. That's true, but ask yourself the same question. You've been in, look at the relationship that have actually gone somewhere. And ask yourself, what was you feeling before it happened? Did you know or didn't you know? Because you really went quickly on the situation. I just feel like there's a lot of ups and downs here where I feel like the reason I say I feel like you're more spiritual than he is because he seems like he's on a lower plane than you are. I'm not saying he's any less worthy. I'm just saying he's a different place of his spirituality than you are. You seem really balanced in your life. You're working on it. When things happen, you have a tendency to look at him. And he just has a tendency to dismiss things. Instead of looking at and learning, he has a tendency to dismiss. But that's what I'm telling everybody who's listening right now. When the more you notice the reflections that people give you and you learn from them, those people become a very close part of your fabric. When you don't, they go the other direction. And sometimes it's meant to be that thing. And to realize you're going to have, I mean, look back at your past. How many people have you had come in and out? Probably a lot of people. So the idea of saying that it hasn't happened. And I'm pretty sure the friends that you don't have anymore, nothing bad happened. It's just you guys chose different paths. And I just feel like this guy you're talking about, what's his name? What's his first name?
His first name is Roderick.
Roderick?
Roderick, yes.
I feel like you guys are destined to go in two different directions. I really do. I feel like by the end of this year that you guys will be doing just that. Because I feel like in the summertime you're going to meet somebody that's going to make you... The way it comes to me, okay? This is the way it comes to me. I'll just tell you what it came to me. You're going to meet somebody in the summertime that's going to make you sing.
That Roger, makes what?
Make you sing.
Okay.
That means he's going to make you so happy that you're going to be happy to do that, just that. Rodney makes you think a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of actually flowing together, that seems to be... Well, that's the way it comes to me, it's non-existent, but you can tell me if I'm different or not. Okay,
you're right.
Guys. I want to just thank everybody for being here. Now, am I going to stop this conversation? I know. I just want to tell you that the show is going to stop streaming in 34 seconds.
Okay.
So the show will be over, but if you still have, like, oh, there's like four of you guys still here. If you, like, April, she said she had tons of questions, and I have no problem staying here until Blog Talk Radio cuts us off. to answer each and every one of them, okay?
Okay.
So we're still sitting here talking and that kind of stuff. So you have more stuff you want to talk about, Kim?
Yes, but I'll wait.
You what?
Yes, but I'll wait. I'm listening to what you're talking to.
Oh, okay. No, no, just to make sure if you guys all got questions, you're all four here. Are you not? Oh, shoot, I hate that.
Yeah, I still
want to
hear what she has to say.
Yes, mm-hmm. Okay. And then we have our caller from North Carolina, both of them. April's still here, and her friends.
Hey,
Renee, yeah. So if you, either one of you guys, all four of you guys, if you guys got any more questions after I get in talking to, I'm sorry, sweetie, 773, what's your name?
Joy.
Joy. How come I can forget that? I love Joy. So I'm done with Joy. You guys are more welcome to ask more questions. And if you have anything you want to tell Joy, too, some experiences that you've had with a relationship, let her know. But I'm just saying, it's just look at the situation and ask yourself about this guy that you're talking about. Because I'm not going to say, well, I ask the questions. It's not that I want an answer from you. It's just they're just bringing up what you should ask yourself.
Yeah.
Because you are such I feel like you're such an asset to him, but he doesn't appreciate that.
Yeah. And sometimes I mean, by you just saying that, I do notice that about him too. That I be around him and sometimes he does not even notice that. And I wonder why that is, you know. Like, I never doubted myself or anything. I just wonder why he was that type of person where he didn't really appreciate, you know, a person in his life
uh-huh.
like that.
Well, sometimes, sweetie, when guys are so focused on how their life is not the way they want it to, they miss the one asset in their lives, which is usually their significant other. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do in that situation is, and it's just one of those things, you have to honor yourself. Because if you keep doing these things, and this person keeps doing it, as you say, he's being disrespectful, then you're being disrespectful to yourself to allow it to happen, to continue. It's like, honor yourself, honor your feelings, because you want to give something to somebody. Okay? I mean, I almost get this impression you want to be with somebody where if you can just stay in the same room with them without having sex, you just, like, want to be with somebody.
Yeah.
Someone to share your life with. And then sex is like something, it's like an added to that, but you want the other first. Well.
That's my daughter.
Oh, the door. Yeah, okay. I was like, oh, no, we have the voices are coming back. Oh. But,
that's my daughter.
Yeah, I was just saying, when Amy came to the show, what she was bringing to the show was we had these voices last night on the show that were trying to disrupt everything, and they came out of nowhere. And like
really?
Amy said, she had spirits jumping from room to room, and she had the show playing back in her headset, which was impossible because you can't do that until this thing goes into archives, and it was actually, the show was still going on. It was a three-hour show.
Wow.
So, you know, when we sit here look at the situation, I was like freaking out, you know?
Yeah.
And it was kind of interesting. And I just told the guy, I told the spirit, I said, thank you, spirit, because right now, with you coming in here and disrupting everything, next thing I had almost 20 people in the queue. And the chat room was full. Everybody's listening in, telling this and that kind of stuff. We had a great show last night. It was actually going on very strong when Block Talk Radio cut us off. I was, like, disappointed because we were, like, in heated discussion.
I wish I would have heard that.
Yeah, because it was crazy. And then earlier tonight, my friend was on from Tennessee. I have a friend, she's a psychic friend, and she was on. She was on vacation, so I was, like, really appreciative that she actually came on the show as a guest. But she was on vacation. She's in Myrtle Beach right now. So with the situation, I feel like you need to correct that one thing, and everything else in your life will fall into place in a very good place, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Kim, you said you had another question, too.
Yeah, I wanted to know if you can see my spirit guide and if you know his or her name.
I'm going to get to this one point because I keep seeing Sally.
You can see what?
I see Sally.
Sally?
Sally.
Sally.
Okay, who's not with us now? Oh, it was 773. She left. Okay, well, she didn't have to leave if she didn't want to, but... Thank you for being here. Okay. And then 7, 7, 7, yeah, 714, you're in California, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I get Sally.
Mm-hmm.
I get some simple names with you. And it comes off and says you're a very simple person. Doesn't mean you're simple-minded, okay? It just says that the idea of really noticing simple names strikes you, okay? You, extraordinary names really make you uncomfortable because you're scared you're going to mispronounce them.
Wait, can you say that again?
I said, you do like people who have extraordinary names in some sense of the word because you're scared that you'll mispronounce them. You don't like hurting people's feelings at all, do you?
No.
But she can be really right in your face too. So that kind of confuses me, but you know.
It makes sense. Like, I don't like hurting people's feelings, but I can be right in their face if they irritate me. Yeah.
You care about people. That's what it is. You're just, you know, I know I can help. I get the sense you say I can help this person. So you do. So you don't. Straightforwardness, polite. A real true friend is a person who will tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
Right.
So I welcome everybody to come back. I'm your best friend. I'll tell you what you need to hear. So.
Yeah. Like, I mean, is she my spirit guide or angel? Because I get confused. I don't know if it's an angel or a spirit guide. Because I know we have both of them, right?
Yes, it's a spirit guide.
Right. And have she ever tried to contact me somehow?
I get that she's been trying to contact you all the time. It's just she had you listening. And also you got to pay attention too, because when I said the same attention, don't pay attention to the names. Pay attention to what you hear, because I get that it comes to me to listen in your left ear.
I don't hear anything. I tried.
No, I'm just saying they're telling you now to listen in your left ear. It's giving you a focus point.
Listen to my last ear.
Work with Sally. Work with your angels. Also do some meditations and that kind of thing. Work, work, work. But you're also going to have four other guys come in too. They're there. But
four
it's just
other
like,
guys.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know. The word comes to me as centric. The one guy I see is wearing some really gaudy looking, like he's a golfer. He has a hat.
Golfer?
Yes, he has a toboggan kind of hat with a big ball of, like one of those, you ever seen the toboggans with the big old ball?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she, where'd she go? Where'd April go? April left us. You feel sad? I feel sad. I actually want, because I felt like I wanted to answer some questions that April had.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could have wrote down her freaking number.
Oh, was she a psychic also?
No, but she can be. She can be. Yeah, that's true too, but not all of them was just observing some things. I'm trying to figure out who she was. So April, if you're in the chat room, well, she can't hear me in the chat room.
Okay,
I'll put it like this. Yeah, or I'll do it like this. I'll just type it in. I don't like typing, but I'll do it here. Are you here? That should do it. Unless I spell something wrong. You've done that before,
too. Oh, you saw it correctly.
Huh?
No, I said you saw it correctly.
Okay, thank you. I hope so. That was the month I was born, is April. Yeah, guys, like I was saying, I pick these things all the time and everything like that, but tonight, if I'm a little bit off, I was in an accident at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Are you okay?
Yeah, what happened was I was working at the gym. There's it's called a hyperextension bench, or what do you call those things? You put your waist on a pad and your feet are braced, and it looks like you're bowing. Hyperextensions. It works your back. It works your lower back.
Oh,
what
okay.
You know what I'm talking about? So I was working, I was doing a set on this thing, and the piece that holds your feet, it broke. And so I was up and I came down very quick, and I actually broke my nose, and I had like 9 stitches in my face.
Oh my goodness.
I hit the floor. I mean, I hit the concrete. But what happened was there's a brace at the bottom of the bench itself. I hit that, just broke my nose and my cheeks wide open. And then there was a piece of plywood under that, and then I hit the, and then I hit, eventually I hit the brick floor. Well, actually, it was a concrete floor. It's a very solid concrete floor too, as it's a very old building. So I was like, next thing I knew, I was bleeding all over the place. You could have swore that someone had cut somebody open, man, because for some reason, I hit that one spot, and blood was just going everywhere. I was like bleeding like a freaking faucet. I was like kind of amazed myself, but it happened, and I was like, why did that happen for? But what happened was I was doing a circuit, and usually I don't do that exercise in that circuit, and I should have stuck to the circuit. If I would have stuck to the circuit, because there was something telling me just to stick with the routine, right? And I know for a fact, if I don't listen to my intuition, it gets me in trouble. Proven fact, huh? Next thing you know, I was in an ambulance going to the hospital. Now my face is all swollen up, and I was just like, oh, and I was like, I'm debating. Should I do the show or not?
So wow.
I did my 9 o'clock show, which ended at 11, and then I did this, and I started this one at 12, so... I'm sorry, guys. I'm dedicated to this.
Wow, I can't believe you're still doing your shows.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here going, I can't believe my accuracy is still good. I was kind of wondering, you know, it kind of scared me for a minute too, because I'm like, okay, I can do this show, but I wonder if I can do reading. So I'm just doing it. My head hurts, but.
Oh, thank you for doing the show, though.
Oh, you're welcome. Everybody laughed, man. Now, well, there's one guy who listens to my shows all the time on Dream Team One. There's a show on Block Talk Radio called Dream Team One.
Uh-huh.
You should check it out. You should check that show out, too. They're pretty good.
Dream.
And they're getting better and better and better, so. Yeah, I don't recommend shows that I wouldn't watch myself. I try to listen to as many shows as I can, but I'm usually doing one, so. Everybody's asking about me and Amy. Me and Amy, we met each other, and I went on her show a couple of times, and one time I went on her show, and she asked me to come on and do readings, so we did readings, and we had a lot of comments from people in the chat room that me and her work really well together. So she came on my show, and people said the same thing, and then I actually got a guest appearance on her show again, and Amy actually has been on my show in the last 2 weeks. Probably about every day. And she's kind of, the first time I did my midnight show, she was on, and we had a debate about lawyers and stuff. And that's what we try to do on the midnight show. We call it the Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. And if you can't make the midnight show all the time, I actually have one on Sunday, too, called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Brunch. And I tell
them, I'll check that out.
And the reason I keep telling everybody, donations are very appreciated, because right now it's getting to the point, this is all I do, and donations would be very helpful, because in the process of doing this and giving free readings and stuff, it does take a lot of time away from me working with my private clients.
Right.
But I think it's very valuable and important, because, I mean, you sit here and think about tonight, man. We're all sitting here talking about the same thing. That's why I like doing these midnight shows, where it's an open mic night, where everybody can just speak their mind about whatever they want to. I mean, it's like Jermaine here. Jermaine, he's on there, right, Jermaine? Maybe he's not there. But a lot of people like listening. But what this show is all about is the people who are sitting there thinking that they're picking up something, or they have an opinion about that. This gives you an opportunity to do that live. And I think a lot of us can learn from each other by opening up and say, okay, this is how I feel about your situation. Oh, this is how I feel about your situation, and then we kind of learn things about each other.
Right.
It's a utopia. I can't see where we can't start somewhere. I think we already have, really. I think it's where the world's going right now. If we just let it, instead of trying to put too many limitations on things, you know, like lawyers will say, "Well, this is the way life is." No, it's not. That's your perception. So, like they say, 97% of abusive men can't be changed. Why can't we focus on the 3% who can and learn something about it where we can actually change that 3% to 97%? You see the difference?
Yeah.
Every time we focus on the positive or bring one more person to the spiritual side or the positive side, that gets more weight in the world, so therefore eventually that would bring out a positive world. I mean, just think about everybody getting what they want. Because I tell people, I sit and talk about a perfect world. It means that everybody's getting what they want. They're living their life. They're living their dreams. They have the life they want to. Sure, there's still going to be some negativities because on this planet, they both exist. So more like they're going to cross your path. But the more positive you are, the easier it is to get past those down points. So you have any more questions?
No. Oh, Jermaine, I think he just went online. He put yes when you asked if he was there.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Is he there now?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, you popped in on the last part of Hope. I just wanted to know if you might have a question or a comment, because I'm about ready to go and call it a night. I'm a drain. I'm sorry.
Jerome.
I'm sorry, Jerome. You got to forgive me, man. Like I said before, earlier today I was in an accident, so I had to take some painkillers because I busted my face, I broke my nose, and I have stitches in my face right now. So if I mispronounce your name, I'm mispronouncing everybody's name. So forgive me on that one, okay? I'm sorry. So would you like to say something before you go?
Nah, I don't have nothing to say.
Well, I will say one thing to you, man. I'm looking forward to having you on my show, okay?
Definitely, I would love to be a guest and to come on your show and do some talking.
Are you gonna bring your co-host with you?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Because, I mean, the invitation is for whoever is a part of your show to come join us on our show, okay?
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it, buddy. So I'm sorry about mispronouncing your name and you and Kim. But right now my switchboard just went blank and stuff like that, so I have no control over this whole thing now. So I'm going to end the show because I got to get some rest because my face is starting to really throb. If you've ever been in situations, you have a chance to go through a lot of swelling before it actually goes the other way. But I thank both of you guys for being here. Alrighty?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. And Kim? Kim?
Maybe lost Kim.
I think we lost Kim, yes. But it's okay. She'll be back. She's been on the show before. So thank you, Jermaine.
Yes, she said she lost connection.
She's what?
She lost connection, but thank you for doing this show today.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome. I'm trying to get my keyboard, my everything to kick in there. I was going to say thank you. Oh, that's right. I spelled it wrong. Thank you for all. I spelled it wrong. Thank you, guys, and Jermaine, I'll see you guys later.
All right.
Thank you. You have a good night.
Yeah, you had a good night, too, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, yeah. Can I have a second thing and go on?
Ouch.
Mm. Okay. I just want to get out of here.
Ouch.
Okay, let's try this one more time. Does this mean you are headed always on with the show life, right? This is Faith. My phone number is... Okay, cool. Shit. What is that?